You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Tell me about field day today.
I am going to zip on out of the studio here when we are done and race to Reed's school because, yes, it is field day today. And I want to go watch all the action, man.
Yeah, pretty decent weather for it, I guess.
Hopefully some of this burns off by noonish or so. But yeah, I'm excited to go watch him. It was always fun growing up doing the field day thing.
Sure.
You know, times change, though. Really?
Mm-mm.
Long jump, even? I mean, you got long legs. You can do the long jump.
The throwing of things, I was...
The parachute, where they just get the big parachute out there and go up and down? You couldn't do that?
What's the parachute?
It's they get a parachute, and the kids gather in a big circle, and they just, you know, lift the parachute up and down, and then they put, like, balls in the middle and shoot them up in the air.
That's what they do on field day these days?
We
actually did athletic events.
Well, so did we. We did the 50-yard dash.
Yeah,
and
three-legged
jump.
Race.
Then we carried the egg on the spoon.
Yeah, we did egg toss.
Fun fact, back in sixth grade field day, that's when I discovered I had worms. That was during the tug-of-war competition where the two sixth-grade classes against each other.
Were you tugging at your pants?
Yeah, so my mom was videoing it with the old giant camcorder, and she had noticed that I kept letting go with the rope with one hand and scratching my booty, my bunghole, and that's one of the signs of having pinworms. And when we were done, she's like, "Why do you keep scratching your butt? What's wrong with you? Whatever." Then I had to go to the doctor, and they discovered I had worms. So that, thanks to field day.
What a memory.
And my itchy booty during tug of war, man.
God.
Discovered I had worms. So.
Hey, I know your mom still has that video. Can we post it?
You know, it's funny. I was going to go find it and post it.
I know
it
your mom has everything.
We have all of our VHSs still. And I wouldn't mind posting that because it's funny.
Jeremy scratches his butt.
I was knuckles deep, man. I was going to town.
Jeremy has worms.
It's bad.
All on field
day. Disgusting. Feel bad for those other kids having to hold onto that rope with me touching it.
No kidding.
And then all my friends got pinworms.
Kids, wear gloves.
Wash your hands, all right?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, I'm going to Reed's today, but it is different now because, you know, like back in the day, Dom, you got first, second, third place for events. Now everyone just gets the participation ribbon for participating, and nobody's a winner and nobody's a loser.
That's a different time.
We're all the same when it comes to athletics.
I used to complain about it, and these days I just give up. It's not even worth complaining about
anymore. Oh, no, it's not.
It's not worth complaining. I think it's wrong, and yet it's not worth complaining about because I'm part of the 95% silent majority.
Yeah.
That's my position on it. 5% are vocal about that stuff. 95% are against it but can't say anything.
I remember when we first signed Reed up for soccer and I found out that they were not doing the, you know, trophies or keeping score. And on the sidelines, I go, "Are you kidding me? Really?" And Nicole's like, don't make a scene. Really? No points? Nobody's keeping track? And it's funny because it's continuing. We had Reed's first baseball game this weekend.
And they didn't keep score?
They didn't keep score, man.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And it was funny because we left the game, and in the car, Reed goes, "So who won?" They didn't tell us who won.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Nick Knack was like, "Well, you know, you guys are just all starting, and nobody's really, you know, keeping track. You're just learning skills." And I go, "Your team won. You guys were way better than the other team. You totally won."
Did they, though?
They totally won.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they were way better than the other team.
I remember coaching a lot of youth sports when my son was of that age. I used to coach a lot. And then one year they tried doing the no score thing.
I don't like it.
And it was hilarious because every kid runs off. Here's here's the truth about not keeping score. It is not for the kids. It's for the parents. Because every kid on that field generally knows the score. They come running off. They're like, "Yeah, we're down 4-3. And some of the parents are like, "Shh, you're not supposed to be keeping score." And the kids are like, "Whatever, we're down 4-3. The kids know.
They all know.
They're competitive.
Honestly, though, all the parents know, too. My dad's squad, we were all standing there counting the number of runs they had. Yeah. We all knew, but everyone's too afraid to say anything.
It's the 95% silent majority. You got to be
weird.
You got to be quiet and play along for the 5% who want something.
If you don't lose, how can you push yourself to try harder, to be better, to win?
That's the point.
That's the point. You need to lose.
And what is the magical age Let me ask you this. What is the magical age when kids are suddenly strong enough emotionally to be able to learn that they lost a soccer game?
Right.
Is it 8? Is it 10? Is it 15? At what age
21
are their delicate feelings strong enough to be able to handle it?
I don't know, man.
My God.
Know.
You know, I played on a baseball team when I was a kid one year that... generally, I played on pretty good teams, but there was one year where we sucked so bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think we won a game the whole season. We won one or something like that, but we were bad. And you know what? Didn't damage a single one of us on that team. We still laughed. We still had fun. It was kind of funny that we were so bad. We're like the Bad News Bears. There was nobody damaged. There's nobody as an adult saying, oh,
I can't succeed in my job.
I don't know what to do because when I was 9, we had a crabby baseball team.
I didn't get a trophy.
It's so dumb.
I know, but we're talking to a wall right now.
I know, we are talking. Well, no, we're talking to 95% of people who are nodding saying yes, and the 5% are getting online and writing us evil Facebook messages right now. I got news for you. If you're writing in to disagree with us, you're part of a 5%. The vast majority disagrees with you.
Right. Please
stop. But you get to rule the world.
Yeah. Like, when has it become then when they get into high school sports that they're not going to start keeping score? And,
well,
I mean, the Avs are keeping score. The Nuggies are keeping score.
What if all athletic events there was no score?
There's just
keeping
no score. Then
whatsoever?
What's the point?
You know, the Nuggets would be much more rested. They wouldn't have gone into a quadruple overtime because nobody would have been keeping score anyway.
Like the Olympics, can you imagine if everyone got a medal? What's the point of even showing up? You want that gold.
When they have that opening ceremony for the Olympics and all, 20,000 athletes or whatever come walking through, as they're walking out of the stadium, they just get handed a medal.
Here you go. Thanks for coming. You're great. You're special.
Your uniforms.
You're the best.
Uniforms are odd.
You wiped your butt today. Congratulations.
The butt wiping trophy.
Oh, I get double gold.